Kia ora koutou, ko Ruben Raj aho, and welcome to the Bad Monkey Music Show. This is episode 20, and the Bad Monkey is proud to be part of the Radio 13 Music Collective, and you can find out more about us at radio13.co.nz. We are broadcasting live here today from the Sky Tower in Auckland on 104.6 FM, and streaming as well via planetaudio.org.nz. Now, last Sunday, what the fuck did we do? Well, Radio 13 got together and we actually had a Halloween party here at the station. So some of us actually made the effort to fucking dress up. Some didn't. Prats, twats. But we had an absolutely fun time. And check out a link to that podcast on Radio 13. And you can also find that if you search for the Bad Monkey Music on Planet Audio. Right, what are we going to do today? We are going to go back to business and talk to some new emerging artists here. And I have them right here in the studio. I'm actually not quite sure if they are 18 and above. Are you all 18 and above? No? Not some? Well, fuck. Anyway, we're still going to go old school and the Bad Monkey way. Because you know why? Because I'm the Bad Monkey. So who do we have in the studio here today? We have Aiden. Aiden.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Is it Aiden, right?
Aiden.
Aiden. Yes. Fuck. That's a cool name. All right. And Aiden, he's got his partner here, Jerick.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Don't get shy on the air, boys. And we also have Erin.
Hello.
Hello. And Erin, who else do you have in the band?
We have the lovely Cassandra.
Hello.
Right. Who's sharing their headphones together. That's pretty cool. And we have Kuldeep.
Bulabanaka.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you definitely earned the title of Mr. Cool from the West.
Mr. Cool Deep.
All right, now let's find out a little bit more about everybody here. So, Aiden, I'm going to...
Yep.
No, did I get that right?
Yes, you got it right.
All right, awesome, awesome. So, tell me now, what do you do in the band and what's the name of the band?
Oh, Jerick and I, we are Free the Frequency.
Free the Frequency.
We're That's a blues, cool names. Blues rock band.
Okay.
We're just into making some noise and jamming out what we're feeling inside.
All right, okay, that's a good way to jam it out. And Jerry, what do you do in the band?
I'm the drummer of the band, obviously. Oh,
you're the drummer, all right. You got to speak into the mic, guys. You got
to
speak into the mic,
close
the mic. All right, did you bring your drums here today?
Sort of. No.
We brought something very interesting. My great aunt gave me this little drum a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to be... rocking out on that today.
Oh, wow. And it looks like it's an African sort of drum.
Yeah, thing. I think so. Like, she has all sorts of weird drums, so...
Cool.
Always rely on the great aunt to get some.
I'll tell you, family's everything.
Yeah.
So how did both of you meet and start up this band?
How did we meet? Oh, we met through the Crescendo Trust of Aotearoa.
Okay.
Which is a trust for young musicians, young aspiring artists.
Oh, shout out to them. They do great
Shout
work.
Out to them, yeah. So we met through that, How we actually first met is through this internet chat, and it was really interesting because we were just like, what do you like to play? Oh, you know, it was just like just sussing each other out over the internet, and then we met up and we instantly
met up
like...
on Bedroom to Business on one of their events.
Yeah, one of the trust events, we went to this lecture. That was actually the first time we met. And then after that, we were like, okay, let's organize a jam session. So we got together and we just... played random stuff on the spot, but we instantly clicked.
So the both of you, this was just the both of you?
Yeah, just us.
Okay, so you met through the internet?
Yeah, we met through the internet.
Two lads fucking met through
lads.
The internet.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and when we first got together and just had our jam, it was like, it was a click. We instantly synced, and we ended up just making songs up on the spot, and that's kind of what we still do. We just, like, think of a weird thing and then make it up on the spot.
What was the click? Was it the shared artist that you liked, or was it just...
friendship, yeah.
Friendship, okay.
Yeah, it was also, like, I basically just started playing some chords, and he's an amazing drummer, so he instantly could just play everything perfectly. And it just sounded really good together. And it was at that moment that I was like, okay, I found someone who I can really make some good music with. And the more I went over and made music with him, the better it got, you know.
Oh, brilliant.
And then now we're really, really good friends.
Excellent. Okay.
Yeah.
And speaking of friends, you also have a connection with Erin.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. How did that come about?
Through Theatre to Intermediate and John.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we met.
weirdly, we have, we're like from the same group of people as well.
Yeah.
His aunt was like my primary teacher or something. Like,
okay.
Small world.
It is a small world. Was this small world based in Teatr Two?
Yeah, Teatr Two. Teatr Two, to me, he's the, what is he called? The band teacher?
Yeah. Band mentor, yeah. Band John mentor, Kennedy.
John Kennedy. Bloody so awesome. Big shout out to him.
Oh, like, right.
He's kind Huge. Of. He's created this amazing community for young musicians, and I just really want to thank him.
Is he still active in Teatr Two?
Yeah, yeah, he still is.
Fucking hell.
We recently did a holiday program for him to teach some younger kids. So the older kids are coming back, and then the younger kids are like going through the whole band program. So it's just, yeah, it's an amazing community.
Excellent. Yeah, big shout out. We need some people like that, instrumental in keeping independent music alive, innit?
Mm.
Okay, so keep that going. So now, Erin, so that's the connection. You guys met in Teatr Two, so you have your own thing going as well, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Besides being in the band Moon Children, I do some of my own solo stuff.
Okay.
Aidan and I recorded a song. Actually, we had the same recording artist for a while, which is really nice. So I guess that's also how we became better friends.
The same recording artist. What do you mean?
You talking about Isaac?
Yeah,
Isaac. So Isaac is actually John's son. So the band teacher that we're talking about, his son. Right. And he still currently records with me. So all the recordings that
It's like a fucking TV series.
I know, it's like all these connections. That's why I really have to thank John, because through John, I met Isaac, and like we were doing recordings with him, and then that's how I met the Trust, and that's how I met him. So like everything has just come from
Netflix. Better be listening to this shit. All right, cool. Okay, so then tell us more about Moon Children, because I saw you guys perform for the Others Way, and that was the first time I saw you Moon Children.
Yeah,
at an all ages gig, and I was sitting there and I was chilling, and I was like, oh man, these guys are pretty funky. They've got something going on. So tell us about that. Well, how was that experience, and how did this Moon Children come to be?
It was a super cool experience. It was like our first ever proper gig
that
we've ever gotten before, which was like pretty crazy.
Okay.
And because The Others Way is like an alcohol-free event over 18.
In some parts of The Others Way, yeah.
Yeah. And so it was kind of like a little bit rebellious for all of us. Well, except me. I'm actually legal. But everyone else in the band isn't.
Not yet.
Oh,
time will come.
Next week, actually.
Fuck. All right. Good. Excellent.
Happy birthday. So we've actually been a band for 5 years now.
So tell us who plays what in the band.
So I play guitar and vocals. Oh, I sing the vocal. Oh, awkward, guys.
I play the drums.
Okay, you need to speak into the mic there, Cassandra.
I play the drums.
Oh, you play drums? Okay, you've been playing drums a while?
Yeah, I've been playing for probably six years now.
Six and a half years. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that how long the band's been going?
No, it's a bit longer. So before Moon Children, I was in a couple of other little, like, Year 7 kind of bands, but Moon Children was the first, like, serious kind of, like, actually sit down, write songs sort of thing I'd ever done.
Yeah. Okay.
And Erin and I sort of, like, met in year 9.
Yeah, because that's when I came to the school.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, I want to start a band. And then I met Cassandra.
Okay.
And now we're best friends.
Oh, very good. Excellent.
We've been through like 2 bassists. That's the only like part that we haven't been able to stick down.
We can stick it down now because Coldeep's like awesome.
Yeah.
But he's our third bassist.
Oh, so he's passed the probation period.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a bit of a bassist curse.
Congratulations, Cody.
Sticking around.
Thank you. All right.
So officially, we've been together for 2 years.
So as a trio.
Yeah.
Been together for 3 years.
Yeah. Aaron and I have been playing together for 5 years.
For 5 years.
Yeah.
All right. And Kuldeep, so you play bass?
Yes.
Is that all you play and do in the band, or?
Sometimes I play guitar, but it's mainly bass.
Mainly bass?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, and who's doing all the songwritings and shit?
So recently we've been doing a more collaborative approach to what we do as a band. So originally, like in year 9 and stuff, I would just write the songs and then we'd just put it together. But now that, like, we know that this is a serious thing and we actually, like, really want to do this. So Coldeep is an amazing guitarist, bassist, anythingist. He can make a really good guitar tune, a riff or anything, just at the top of his head. It's awesome. So we've been using that lately. That's how one of the songs that we're going to perform today. So he wrote the guitar bit, and I wrote the lyrics and the voice, and Cassandra did the drum bits.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic,
and we
collaboration.
Do all of this with the help of John Kennedy, who
right,
we were talking about before.
In Teatr Two.
Yeah, so he's also my drum mentor.
Wow.
So as well as doing band with him, I meet up with him separately, and he's just, he's amazing at the drums.
Wow, John Kennedy.
The he's name, really,
the
yeah.
name
he's
keeps
the
coming up
yeah.
and up,
he's
huh?
the best.
Yeah, he's the man. He's
all
awesome.
Right, I need to look him up. Looks like the Bad Monkey needs to speak to Mr. John Kennedy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Right, we shall definitely do that. And in the meantime, I am also going to learn more about your inspirations, but we are going to hear a track here just before that. So, boys and girls, you might recognize this one. Called Possession by His Master's Voice, a New Zealand blues rock band. And I think Aidan has a story to tell, don't you?
Yeah, I've got a story to tell. These guys are absolutely amazing. I'm just going to say that.
I've seen them perform live. They are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So my parents used to run a alternative music scene magazine called Nocturne. And they got loads of different bands and models and all sorts of people who were into, like, the alternative kind of arts in New Zealand. And through that, they knew Cripple Mr. Onion. Have you heard of them?
No, I have not.
They're a metal band.
Okay.
And basically, the drummer, the guitarist, they formed His Master's Voice afterwards. And my dad's all good friends with all of them. And they were actually one of the bands that hugely inspired me to get into music.
Wow, okay. In what way?
Basically, they were doing a rehearsal one time, and I was lucky enough to go and see it. I was 11 years old, and I was just sitting in there listening to all of their songs, and they're absolutely amazing. And I was just like, oh, my God, you know, these are the greatest rock stars ever, and they are, you know?
Yes.
And at the end of it, they got me up to come up on the mic, and I was singing this song that I had written at 11 years old. It was like an anti-war song. Really cheesy,
anti-war
going,
song.
Chaos, destruction never ends. This is war, my friend.
11 years old.
Yeah, Living Yourself, and I was shouting into the microphone, and then they all played, they just made up a jam under it.
Okay.
And that gave me this massive confidence boost. And I was like, hey, maybe I can pursue this, you know, maybe I can be a singer. And after this, I got guitar lessons. Like, these guys, just huge inspiration to me.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. I'm happy. Do you still stay in touch with them?
Yeah, like through Facebook and everything. And my dad's good friends with them, so they're like, yeah, they're almost like extended family.
Excellent,
know?
Excellent. And I do hear some similarities between what they play, his master's voice, and what you guys perform as Free the Frequency.
Yeah, definitely. Like, they definitely got me into listening to blues rock and also just trying to play that kind of music.
Right.
And I feel a lot of the times, they definitely inspired us to kind of do that.
So tell us about drumming then, Jerick. Who inspires you in your drumming style, and who have you worked with before?
Well, I got inspired by my family to do drums, and also I got a cool-ass drum teacher. He used to be in DD Smash.
Wow. Oh, that's pretty cool. Okay, tell us about that. Who's this infamous person?
His name is Pete Juan Ruda, which you can look him up on Facebook or whatever. Yeah, and he's been teaching me for 7 years now.
Wow.
And he's
7 years,
brilliant as well.
Excellent. And what sort of drumming style would you describe yourself to, you know, in your style? How would you describe it?
Probably rock.
It's more rock-oriented, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, and when you guys play together, I saw you perform at the last time was the Open Arts Festival.
Corbin's, yeah.
Yeah, at Corbin's, right? Yeah, you guys were badass, man.
Thank you.
Small state, but big fucking sound. It was cool.
Yeah, it's just cool. The two of us, and I just go nuts. So it's funny because people say that I'm really like people were saying on the day of the gig, you know, they're like, you're really, really quiet outside of everything. And then I go on stage, I'm just like, you know, just scream out on the stage. And everyone's like, what the hell? And then I get off stage, and everyone's like, oh, you're quiet again. What is this?
You know? It's actually quite visually quite interesting because you guys look very demurred, you know, very.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you're gentlemen. You do have like rockers hair and stuff.
Yeah.
But you got a big fucking voice. That's pretty cool. That's pretty fucking cool. Any plans? Are you guys recording as a band?
We need a bass player first. So we're actually like in the middle of trying to organize Carl Deep.
Really?
Got to get the amazing bass player on our side as well.
Fuck, man. I need my agent's fee here. Getting you guys together.
Hold on to it. I'm just, you know.
Well, Kudeep, your coolness is definitely getting around.
He's got good jokes as well. Sometimes.
We gotta hear a joke now, man. They put you on the spot, right? Come on, you gotta tell us a joke now.
I don't know, my jokes might make all of you guys can't handle my joke.
You can't handle your joke. Oh, come on, lay it. This is a radical bad monkey show. Come on.
Wait, let me think of a joke.
What about the Peter Pan one?
Okay. Why is Peter Pan always flying?
Why?
Because he never lands.
Oh, my games.
I don't know, listeners. What do you think about that? You think he should do comedy or just stick with bass?
Oh.
I don't know.
Maybe both.
Surely.
All band practices are just him, just mind games, you know? All them jokes.
Excellent.
Jokes.
Pretty cool.
It'll be awesome.
Well, we will definitely be hearing some of... we're going to hear Free the Frequency live shortly. But in the meantime, I want to also learn more about the inspirations behind Moon Children. So this might be a track that gives us an indication to the music that they play. So check it out.
1, 2, 3, 4... I love the way it flows, I love the way it grows. There's something in this sound that takes me far. It's like a special song, can move my mood along. But I cannot say you'll hit through my guitar. She told me add the bass line, and everything will be alright. She told me that the groove is mine, it will take us through the night. And where I'll go. Can't explain, I'll never know, but it's beautiful. You can't take this away from me. The way I hear the melody, the way it's bringing clarity, it's running through me. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the way it's bringing clarity, it's running through me. I love the way it sings, all the joy that it brings. Remember skating down the road towards the park. I could never say no. You with that summer glow. The music gives me sun when winter starts. She told me at the baseline that everything will be alright. She told me that the beat is mine. It will rock through the night. And where I go, can't explain, I'll never know, but it's beautiful. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity, running through me. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity, running through me. Hey, you can't take this away from me.
All right, that was Tom Misch with De La Soul, taken from his latest album. So tell us a bit about this, Aaron, because when I asked you what are the artists or who are the artists that inspire you, his name certainly was not forgotten. Oh, well, for a little bit, it came back again.
So the three of us, we've got really, like, crazy music tastes. We're
crazy music tastes.
Yeah, we're, like, different. Yeah.
We're into,
well, tell,
like,
us, tell us why, how different is it from what to what? Give us a run.
Well, for me, I listen to a lot. I know, I just listen to anything, literally anything.
Okay, including jazz and classical is what you said.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
But then, like, with Cassandra,
I'm really into, like, sort of Led Zeppelin, that sort of stuff. Yeah. John Bonham is, like,
wow,
my favourite drummer. It's like
classic rock.
Yeah, a huge influence for me. The Beatles as well.
Mm. Okay.
I have a little Beatles shrine in my room.
She's obsessed.
Really? Beatles?
Yeah.
Ringo is not really the best drummer,
yeah,
is he?
Not so much in terms of drumming, but just
melodies,
musicality. And
okay.
She's actually obsessed. Like, it's not even funny. Like, that's not even an exaggeration.
Went to Paul McCartney's concert.
Oh, yes, that was a big one. Yes,
and
that's right.
Just, like, the best experience of my life. I think I, like, left my,
like,
body
2.5 hours or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And he's just, like, amazing.
So he is.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there was a moon in his concert, so I was like, moon children. Very exciting.
Good, good, good. And Kildeep?
I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of different music. Like, I started off listening to, like, metal, and then
metal. Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
It was interesting. Like, Soad and Metallica, I was really into those bands. And then I kind of went into alt indie rock, like The Strokes.
Cool.
And then after that, I kind of transferred into, like, I'd say probably R&B alt. So, like, The Internet and Steve Lacy.
Oh, right, okay, yes.
So it's been pretty interesting because I've just kind of gone with what I listen to. So I don't know. I'm open to most music.
That's interesting. It's a question that I would like to ask all of you. It seems that when I grew up, which was many, many moons ago, we were quite circular in the sense that, you know, you kind of had a loyalty to the music that you listened to. So I started out classic rock, and I'll always be a rocker at heart. But then also I eventually moved to become a goth, right? Emo, because there was a girl that I liked.
Oh.
So that always prompts you to kind of change bands a little bit. So you go into goth and you dress up like a goth, and you sort of, like, listen to other stuff, but you don't tell people about it. Because, like, fuck, man, you know, people might stone me or crucify me or some shit.
Yeah.
But in today's arena, is that the same case, or pretty much you guys just listen to anything and everything? Is that how it is?
Yeah, I think with, like, the emergence of technology and how easy it is to listen to anything from anyone, even people who aren't famous.
Right.
It's, like, it's so easy to access all those platforms, and I think that's what's really great, because that means that people like us, we can share our music with the world so easily than it has ever been done before.
Excellent.
And I think that's why, like, for Moon Children, that's why our songs, all of them are so different to each other, because it just, it goes with what we're inspired by.
Yes, it seems that you guys practice like it's religion, isn't it? That's what you said at the other sway.
We try to, yeah. We practice every Saturday for like 2-3 hours. Right now, we're a bit
swamped because of exam season.
So that's
come in the way a little bit, but afterwards we'll hop straight back into it and start writing new songs.
Okay. Yeah. Have you got enough for like an album or EP? Is that in the horizon?
Definitely an EP, yeah.
Yeah?
We just recorded one of our songs with Suso, Stand Up, Stand Out.
Okay.
They collaborate with Auckland Council and they do this competition, and it's such good vibes and everything. So they gather all these kids who write original stuff and record them professionally in a really nice studio. So we just recorded one of our songs like literally last Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was an awesome setup, like the coolest drum kit. We spent like, how many hours were we there for?
7 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, just on this one song, just recorded all the bits separately and, you know, playing with a click track, and we did it all professionally. It was such a cool experience.
Brilliant. What's the name of this song?
Chameleon, so we'll be doing that.
Oh, Chameleon, so that's the one you're going to play later on. Yeah. Ah, brilliant, okay. So before we go and listen to Free the Frequency, I'm going to play a song that you guys have posted on YouTube. I tried to find you in Bandcamp. Bad, you guys are not a Bandcamp, what the fuck?
Oh yeah, we're really like, we're very slow on putting ourselves up on social media. But I feel like next year we're going to go.
Oh, don't wait for next year. You guys had such a strong start with the Other Sway, you know?
Yeah.
So you really should have got a presence. But anyway, I know how difficult it is, but nonetheless, I hope I picked the right track, because I have a question for Kaz, the little grumpy girl, because that's what I've been told to call you. Oh, Little Miss Grumpy. Right, okay, this is a track by Moon Children. We'll hear a bit of it, and I have some questions for you after, so check this out.
There is no
Moon Children, if I got the name right, that's Live Up to Something.
Yep.
Did I get that right? Okay. Well, as I was saying when we had this break here, that I love the drumming on this.
Thank you.
It reminds me of Philip Selway. Do you know who he is?
No.
He is the drummer of Radiohead.
Oh, Radiohead, yeah.
Yeah, so, and that track reminds me of his drumming style in Hail to the Teeth, which is very delicate, you know, in the way it sounds. So, yeah, kudos to you.
Thank you. I love that. That was a really fun beat to work with.
Oh, yeah?
It's like the first sort of more experimental kind of one I've done. So it was obviously a lot of help from John Kennedy again.
His name comes up again.
But
right.
Yeah, it was just a lot of mucking around on the toms and on the rim of the snare.
It was
a really fun song.
Yeah. It's a standout track. Mm. I mean, when I was listening to this, which I think is one of the songs that you guys picked for Smoke Free Rock Quest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely standout again because of that fucking drumming. Love that. So it's John Kennedy. Is he a drummer as well?
Yeah, he's an awesome drummer.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Awesome. So, Erin, you wrote that song? How did this song come about? What was the inspiration behind it?
So, one of my friends at school, she is a poetry writer.
Okay.
And so, I was feeling a bit stuck. I was like, oh no, I don't know what to write about. But Cold Deep gave us this really awesome guitar bit.
Cool.
So I was like, oh, we have to do something with the song. So I went up to her and I was like, hey, you've got anything? And so she sent me like 20 poems. And I scanned through all of them and then I just figured out some cool lyrics. So half of the lyrics are mine and half of them are hers.
Oh, wow. Okay. Who is this lovely
Fania
poet?
Kapal.
What's her name? Sorry?
Fania Kapal.
Hey, shout out. Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Excellent. Okay.
She was in Word Up in 2018 and she got into the finals and did really well.
Brilliant. So the name of the song is Live Up to Something, right? So what is that something are you going to share, or is that going to still be left to the imagination of the listener?
Ooh. It's always hard to talk about songs that you write because obviously some of them are personal. It just depends on how you take it. So all these songs that I write personally are about other people.
Okay.
But that one line, I need to live up to something, it's just about, you know, all the triumphs and just like all these things that you have to live up to.
So all the expectations.
Yeah, all the expectations that you need to live up to, even if it's just school, friends, people, family, all that. Yeah, it's all. I love songwriting because you can just find the deeper meaning. It doesn't have to be what's exactly written in the line
true.
Or sung.
Very true.
It's all, I think, your interpretation to the song would be way different to what Cassandra, Cold Deep, Aidan, Jurek would all be.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the more I listen to your description of how Moon Children work, it seems that Cold Deep is the one that adds a lot more of the musical elements. Is that an accurate depiction? Is that what you do, Cold Deep? Come in with some nice hooks?
I'd say so. I don't know, I just tinker around on the guitar, the bass, and then eventually I come up with something.
Okay. All right. So you're the one that adds on that. You're kind of like the Bernie of the... No. It's not. It's the other way around, isn't it? Bernie was the songwriter. Elton was the one with the music. Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you to sharing a little bit about Moon Children. We are now eagerly awaiting to hear from Free the Frequency. So this is kind of a weird setup we have here in the studio. We're going to hear how it sounds, because I know Aidan's got a pretty big voice.
Thank you.
So we shall see. Now, I'm going to have to mix this on the fly, right?
Yeah.
So let's see how it goes. We got Jerick there and his tom-tom, South African-looking drum.
Tom-tom.
Yeah, so what's the name of the song, guys?
Where Have the Blues Gone.
Where Have the Blues
it's
Gone.
Blues song.
All right. Take it away, guys.
Gone, haven't seen them in years. Where have my blues gone? Haven't heard them in years. 'Cause there's no one out there who's feeling my heartfelt blues. gone. Haven't heard them in years. Where have my holy blues gone? Haven't seen them in years. Will they come back to me? Will they come back to me? Will they come back to me? Will they?
Fucking hell, man. That's some blues there, all right.
That's some blues.
Tell us the inspiration behind the song. So how did that come about?
It actually started when I was watching a documentary about the blues, and I was listening to a lot of Howlin' Wolf, Robert Johnson, just the really old blues stuff and the whole history of it and how it came from, you know, people suffering.
Yeah.
And I just thought about the world today. And how also the blues is kind of, that original blues is kind of, you know, forgotten. So I was like, where have the blues gone? And then just from that, I just thought of writing that typical, you know,
and then
two
we
chords.
Just picked it up in a minute, I would say.
Yeah, we kind of just like made it up on the spot. I was just strumming this E chord.
Okay.
And, you know, it has that really, that bassy feel to the chord, which I love. And a lot of the blues come from E. And so it's just E and A minor, which are classic chords to use for this. And it's just kind of how the blues all tell a story. And the story to this is no one, you know, it's someone who feels that there isn't the need for the blues, but they kind of want the blues. And they feel like they're still experiencing and feeling the hardships of everything, and everyone around isn't.
Right.
You know, no one's actually feeling the blues.
It's interesting. We'll get more into you as a songwriter, because you have chosen some pretty big topics to talk about in your music. But before that, since we're all set up, I think we should listen to another track. But this time, this is the one with Erin on back.
Floating.
Floating. That would be quite cool to listen to. But tell us an intro. Give us an intro about this track. How did it come about, and how did Erin get involved
I began writing this song about, because I love writing about characters, which is huge inspiration from David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole album is about a dystopian reality.
And this is your solo EP,
so this is from my solo EP, which is all about a dystopian reality in which you want to be emotive, you want to express yourself, but society doesn't want you to. So you feel alienated, disconnected.
Oh,
so that's why it's all about
the alien
freak.
Okay.
And this one is about two astronauts who are floating out in outer space.
Okay.
And they're going to die. They both know that they're going to die, but they're both lovers. And this is kind of, I guess, inspired by Romeo and Juliet, which I read at the time. And how even if everything is lost, even if life is lost, in those final moments, love is a very important thing. Yeah. And emotion. It's about the human experience and the human emotions.
That's pretty deep, man. That's
pretty
some pretty deep shit.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, awesome. So we'll talk more about your EP after this. This is Radio 13. I'm the Bad Monkey, and we are now going to listen to a track called Floating from Aidan Ripley's solo EP. All right, here we go.
With the last of the rays, we're floating in space. There's nothing to feel at home
except for our hearts. We're floating into the void, our eyes in the sky. We must go on.
We need to survive, 'cause we're floating in space, where the last of the human race
change, 'cause something in me wants you to stay. I know it's dark here, darker than pain. There's nothing to live for, there's nothing to die for.
Scientists say we're nothing but matter,
but when you're matter, nothing even matters anymore. 'Cause we're floating in outer space, where the light of the human race. Please hold on, my dear, nothing will change, 'cause something in me wants you to stay. And now our oxygen begins to fade, yet our love grows every day. Please hold on, my dear, nothing will change, 'cause something in me wants you to stay.
That's a fucking good song, man. Another great track. Great track. I hope you turn that into a video of some sort, because this is, it's got that soundtrack thing attached to it as well. You can build a, you can imagine this floating reality, which has a pretty sad outcome.
I write a lot of sad songs, but
it's pretty fucking sad when I listen when I listen to your EP with all those songs. But nonetheless, they're all individually quite strong. So tell us about the production of this, of your debut EP. So how did that come about?
So I began work with Isaac in 2017, I believe. Yeah, 2017. And I actually went in with a whole bunch of just random songs. I didn't have a concept. It was my first time recording. So it was more of like playing around in the beginning. I was learning about the recording experience.
Okay.
So I started just working on random songs with him, and the first two were Alien Freak and Logged Off, which both ended up being kept. And then we did Teenage Drama, which is a good song. And Aaron also went on that one.
Okay.
It was a good song, but it didn't really fit in with the others, because the others all were under this theme of this dystopian reality, and they were all pretty gloomy, gloom and doom. Where Teenage Drama was all about being a teenager and being wild and
Well, you got to get out of the system, though, right?
Yeah,
so you got to get it out there.
Okay, so I started with that, and we just continued working on it for a very long time. And I was writing other songs to fit in with the first two. So Alien Freak was about, we're going to be playing that later.
I hope so.
Yeah.
We have a bit short on time, but we will try to play a bit of Alien Freak, because I also like that track. But thank you for sharing about the production. Yeah. I am actually going to play a song that I know, an artist I know that has also an influence on Erin, while we set up for Erin to play a track that I think they have as Moon Children, called Chameleon. So in the meantime, while we set up, here is that track that I'm going to play real quick here.
Call you my neighbor at night, but night is all I know. mess with your head. Oh, you voice of the people, you leader of evil. You messed up the church, put a gun to the steeple's way.
So I chose a track from Billy Martin called Betsy, which I think was a nice intro to a track called Chameleon by Moon Children. So once again, we've got a pretty unique setup here in the studio, and we'll hear how it sounds. Take it away, Erin.
Cool. Truly certain when you leave your friends on red to do nothing with your lover. Well, if you want to love and be present, well, you should expect your treachery to be
amazing. Thank you for that. That's that's a really beautiful track. And you said that you guys just recorded this recently, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brilliant. What was the name of the studio again?
It was at Otara Music Studio. I don't know if there's a certain name. OMAC. Yeah, OMAC.
Oh, right. Excellent. Well, tell us the inspiration behind this track.
So this is the most recent song that we've written. I think this is the most personal song, personally, to me, that I've written lyric-wise.
Wow.
This one's about Cassandra. All my songs are inspired by certain people in my life. Yeah, I've never told anyone this, but yeah, this one's about Cassandra. So she's in love. It's so cute.
Oh, well. Again, first time in Bad Monkey Music. Thank you for that. I'm privileged. Just come on, confess everything out.
So there's these lines the main line in the song is, how do you know you're truly smitten when you leave your friends on red? So this is just about, you know, you're so in love that you'd rather do nothing. So your friends are asking you to go, I don't know, rock climbing. I don't know what kids do these days, but rock climbing, go somewhere. But you'd rather just, you know, stay with your lover. You know, I love the song so much, and it just gives the feels. And I don't know. I show this I'm very nervous about sharing my songs, and I'm not like Aiden, how he writes hundreds of songs. I've only got, you know, maybe 20, 30 in the archives, but because I want them all to have meaning.
Yes.
And I don't know. Yeah, these people are important in my life.
Good.
So. I did not know that song was about me. It's so sweet.
That's why it's like, how will you know? That's when you'll know. Oh my gosh, I know. You know.
Well, there you go. I love it. This podcast is going to be so special. In 20 years from now, it's going to be priceless. Brilliant. Well. Yeah, I mean, I wish we could go on, but we don't have that much time, and there's so much more music I want to share from both of you wonderful artists and the bands that you have. So it's time for a question about the people that have played a massive role in all of you, and I think we have time for that. So this is also the opportunity to give a shout out to all those people as well. So let's start from this side. Let's go to you, Cass. You go ahead first.
So probably the biggest influence on me musically is my dad. He was in a band in his younger years, and I sort of grew up listening to his music. And recently his band got together after 20 years.
Oh, wow.
They played together for the first time.
What's the name of this band?
It's Ignatia.
All right,
and they're on Spotify now. They've
excellent.
Just put up on Spotify. It's Ignatia Rising.
Okay.
Yeah, so check it out. They've got, I think, two songs up now.
Excellent.
And the band's just happy to be in the modern world and trying to work out Spotify and doing all that sort of stuff. But
my dad's
just such an inspiration to me.
Excellent.
So talented musically, and he just, love him to bits.
Brilliant. On to you, Erin.
100%, my inspiration is my mom. Bit cliche, but no, she's, she's always my ride to all these places, or my, my support.
And your videographer as well, I have to admit.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen her
gosh.
There patiently.
She might even take better photos than you.
Not an easy thing to do, but I'll take that.
Yeah, no, she's such a tiger mom. I love it.
Excellent.
It's so badass.
Okay, Kuldeep.
Personally, I think my mom's also my biggest inspiration.
Excellent.
She forced me to learn instrument. So, yeah, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't know how to play any instruments.
Ah, oh, brilliant. Excellent. Jarek? Into the mic. There you go.
I'm going to give a few shout-outs.
Oh,
first, shout-out to my family for
excellent.
Inspiring music. And second, shout-out to Pete Warren Ruder, my awesome drum teacher. And the third one to Mel Foster, who used to be in
Simple Minds?
Simple Minds,
okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Massive inspirations for you personally. Excellent. Thank you.
For me, it's my parents. They're like everything to do with them, like how they ran the Nocturne magazine, and just being around all these musos and all these artists, but also like just music is just everywhere in my family. Like, we're always listening to music, always talking about music, always just music, music, music. So definitely my family, and obviously John Kennedy was like a huge help.
100%.
Huge help.
John Kennedy.
John Kennedy.
Yeah, from all of us, John Kennedy.
Yeah.
The bomb.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we need to make sure that listeners out there know where to find you. So this is a very important bit.
Oh,
so we start with Aiden. So where can people find your links to your EP and your music?
Yeah, so the EP isn't out yet. Okay. We're working on it. But to get a link to me, it's Aiden Ripley Musician on Instagram. Aiden Ripley Musician.
We can also find us on Free the Frequency.
Free the Frequency on Instagram.
Instagram as well. Okay.
And as soon as we have any news, we will put all of that up there. I'm also on Facebook, just Aiden Ripley.
Okay, awesome. Cool. Erin, and Moon Children?
So our Moon Children Instagram, because Instagram is like the main, you know, social media hacks on in this day and age. children.moon_. Yeah. People stole Moon Children, so that's all we had. My Instagram is Erin.Geraghty. That's where I post lots of my music.
Okay.
Cold Eat posts a lot of basketball, so if you're into a lot of basketball, it's Broke Sleeper. Aww. And Cassandra posts a lot of
selfies,
so if you want to see her face, Cassandra.Ellis.
Cool. And that's it. You guys don't have any links to Bandcamp or anything? I mean,
not
we will.
Oh, you will, yeah? Okay, cool. You have to. 2020. That's
the
big day.
We promise. Thank you, promise.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much to all of you. It's been a very special show, and it's extra special when I hear all the stories behind the song. So thank you for giving me the privilege to hear those stories and to share it with all the listeners. Yeah. And I wish you all the best in your future ambitions. And I think you'll all do well because you have such strong musical content and songs to share with the world. So I actually went with the theme, the alien theme, and I picked a very special song to end. So I hope you like this one. And to all the listeners out there, this is the Bad Monkey with a very sentimental show today, which is going to be a special one always, and this is episode 20. So come back again next Sunday, 12:30, and listen to the Bad Monkey Music Show. And this is me out for now.